only one last anaka ordinary, which means that you get the last, even the, sorry, the last blessing from God when you are with understanding of benefiting from his ransom. Praise God. That is why Bible said that he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. Praise God. The other things cannot be added if you have not first seek his kingdom. If you are not born again. Praise God. Now, the benefit of his ransom also means you fall, then you rise. Because those that are not saved, they fall. They are already falling. Obey when you are born again. And then obey your body. But you that you are saved, even when you fall, Christ comes up to pick you. Because you are ransomed. You are delivered. You are saved. It's original. Praise God. When you are saved means delivered. You understand? Delivered means it is inside and you are bringing it. Hallelujah. Deliver me from evil, which means if you are not inside, I can't deliver you. Redemption is useless. So, or by reason of better yen, or better, so which I didn't say, and you will be in our project. Praise God. Which will be some robot on my scar, my Jew seeker, my foul seeker. Praise God. But we maintain it, and we maintain it until we are in fire. But to take something means you are extending another hand, or you are bridging the gap between, there's a gap between you and nothing, and you are bridging it by stretching your hand or sending somebody to get it for you. Praise God. So you fall into sin, redemption must speak. He has to come and pick you because you are redeemed. Amen. But those that are not redeemed, they can't come out of sin. They are inside. So he said, the righteous shall fall 7 times, but he shall rise 7 times. Praise God. Because they are saved. Now, or say off the 6. Matthew, he's a recorder, wonderful and counselor. Oh, sorry, wonderful, no truth. It, you know, most of you go to your worldly friends for advice. It's a mistake. We are Christians now, we are for back no major counseling because we have the Spirit of God. Except we don't have the Spirit of God. We are seniors, and we are seniors. It's in the Bible, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him do what?
Ask God.
Ask God. And he will give it to you freely of charge. Hallelujah, freely. So he said, 7. I said, good. He said, we call it wonderful counselor, the mighty God. That is why Christ said, I and the Father are one. So the people did not understand. So I was expecting the people that, since they said they read Bible, the scribes and the Pharisees, the scribes are the people who read the Bible, and the Pharisees are the people who claim to know. So if you know the scriptures, hallelujah, if you know the scriptures, you should know that this counselor shall be called God. So if he says, I and the Father are one, there is no way you should say that Christ is making himself equal to God. They said that because they were claiming to know the Bible, but yet they were not knowing. They didn't know. Hallelujah. Let me give you something right now. Apostle Luke preaching, he said portion, right? Double portion and full portion, or fullness of God. Now, it is true, a revelation. But this generation has been given revelation, yet we can't compare ourselves to the olden days. You are the fullness of God. Have you been able to return a dead body? No. Go to me, Pumuda. No. But those who were having little portion, part of it, were able to open Red Sea. And Elijah, having that portion, was able to divide Jordan into two. Now we say we have the fullness and we can't even heal a headache. We say we have the fullness and we can't even the one half. Bible said, Elijah said, give me a double portion. And he said, you receive it when you see me go. Praise God. Now when that little portion, we have revelation to believe of his fullness, yet we don't have the portion. Yes, I can prove to you, because the one that had a little portion died, and his grave was able to resurrect somebody. Elijah is that. Somebody that at the head of an axe fell in water.